Hello and welcome. My name is Jeffrey.
Hello there. Welcome to our lesson. I'm Buffy, by the way.
Today's lesson is a TOEIC conversation in the office.
That's right. 今天的课文主题啊，是要讨论怎么应付惹人厌的同事。我相信很多人都会有这种困扰哦。那到底怎么办呢？What should we do if we have to deal with someone we don't like or deal with someone annoying?
Well, we're going to see a good example of what to do today in the lesson. So in this conversation, there is someone in the office making a little trouble. But the problem gets solved pretty quickly.
Cool, 今天的课程很有趣哦。在开始讲解之前，先来听听看我们的对话吧。Let's listen to the conversation first.
The annoying colleague.
Hey, Tiff, what's up?
My name's Tiffany, not Tiff.
Sorry about that, Tiff. Hey, did you know you're doing your assignments wrong?I saw some of them, and I know for a fact that you made a lot of mistakes.
Good heavens! You are so annoying, Max.
I know. Isn't it hilarious? Did you know the word annoy comes from an old French word? I learned that when I was in France.
No, I didn't know that, and I don't care. Look...You need to stop bothering me, or else I'll report you.
Seriously, Tiff? Come on, you wouldn't do that.
Yes, seriously. You act like you know everything, and that makes people feel upset.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tiffany. I never knew I was that much of a bother. At least you told me before I got in trouble...Is there anything I can do to apologize?
I think you've learned your lesson, so there's no need.
I wonder if everyone else feels the same about me.
They do.
Ouch. Well, I'm glad we had this talk. From now on, I'm going to stop being a know-it-all.
I'm glad to hear that.Maybe you'll find out that other people know a lot, too.
Word power!
Hilarious. Hilarious. Jake is a humorous person.And always tells hilarious jokes. Jake is a humorous person and always tells hilarious jokes. Learn. Learn. Mia learned to ride a bicycle when she was 6 years old. Mia learned to ride a bicycle.When she was 6 years old. Bother. Bother. The worker bothered people in his company by talking too much. The worker bothered people in his company by talking too much. At least.At least. The food in this cafe is expensive, but at least it's delicious. The food in this cafe is expensive, but at least it's delicious. Anything. Anything.Since we have the day off, we can do anything we want. Since we have the day off, we can do anything we want. Know it all. Know it all. T Terry is the class know-it-all and thinks he's very smart. Terry is the class know-it-all and thinks he's very smart.
The conversation begins with a man named Max, and he talks to Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Hey, Tiff, what's up?" And Tiffany says, "My name's Tiffany, not Tiff."
Okay, Max 应该是 Tiffany 的同事，那他就跟 Tiffany 打招呼啊，他说 Hi Tiff, what's up? 怎么样啊 Tiff? 诶，他不是叫错哦， Tiff 这种称呼啊，比较像是一个昵称啦，就是比如说你都会叫你同学，比如说什么小君君、小伟伟之类的，可能就是你们很熟之间才会这样称呼。可是根据 Tiffany 的回答，他们好像不是很熟耶，因为 Tiffany 就说我的名字是 Tiffany, 不是 Tiff。
Max says, Sorry about that, Tiff. Hey, did you know you're doing your assignments wrong? I saw some of them, and I know for a fact that you made a lot of mistakes.
Wow, 结果 Max 还是一直 blah 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 一直讲耶，而且还变本加厉。他说了什么呢？他说 Tiffany, 你知道你的工作做错了吗？我看到一些不对的地方耶，而且我很肯定 You made a lot of mistakes. 你犯了非常多的错误。Wow, that's straightforward. 好直接哦。这边呢，我们看到 assignment. What does it mean?
An assignment is a job or something that you have to do.
That's right. Assignment 就是分派的任务或者是作业。它的动词是 assign, A-S-S-I-G-N, A-S-S-I-G-N.
And the phrase know for a fact means you know a true thing.
That's right. 因为 fact 就是事实的意思。I know for a fact, 也就是我确实知道。我敢断定哦。Like, I know for a fact that Bruno Mars is a great singer. 同学们知道 who is Bruno Mars? Bruno Mars 就是一个很有名的歌手哦。Okay, let's get back to the conversation.
Alright, Tiffany says, Good heavens, you are so annoying, Max.
Tiffany 就说，有完没完啊 ,Max, 你真的是超级故人怨耶。
Good heavens might sound like a nice thing, but actually, it's an expression that shows surprise or strong feeling.
That's right.
So it could be bad. And Tiffany really thinks that Max is annoying.
Mm-hmm.
So he is making her upset.
好的，想要表示惊讶或者震惊呢，你可以用 good heavens 或者是 oh my goodness. 那我们这边看到 annoying.A-N-N-O-Y, A-N-N-O-Y, 就是令人讨厌，使人生气的意思。它也可以等于 irritate, I-R-R-I-T-A-T-E, I-R-R-I-T-A-T-E。那 annoying 只是表示令人感觉到不悦的。So, what does Max say?
He says, I know, isn't it hilarious? Did you know that the word annoy...comes from an old French word. I learned that when I was in France.
Oh my goodness. Max 不但没有听出来 Tiffany 的不高兴哦，又开始 blah 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 讲一堆了。我只能说老兄你实在是太白目了。同学们，你们有遇过这样子的人吗？那遇到的时候你会怎么做呢？ Well, let's take a look at the word hilarious first.
Hilarious means very funny, and it can even mean a little crazy, too.
Oh, really? Oh, hilarious 呢是形容词啦，表示很好笑的 ,extremely funny. 那讲到很好笑很幽默，同学们一定对于 humorous 这个字不陌生。Humorous, H-U-M-O-R-O-U-S, 是幽默的。那它跟 hilarious 的不同就是 hilarious 会让你哈哈哈这样笑出来，可是 humorous 呢有可能就是一种状况，然后你在这个状况里面呢看到了幽默，然后就会这样会心一笑的感觉。
So for example, Jake is a humorous person and always tells hilarious jokes. Jake is a humorous person and always tells hilarious jokes.
有没有这个句子里面就有 humorous 跟 hilarious 两个单字咯。这个例句的意思是说啊， 杰克是个幽默的人，而且总是讲令人捧腹大笑的笑话。
And the other vocabulary word here is learn. The word learn is a verb. It means to gain knowledge by studying, from experience, or by being taught.
That's right. Learn 是动词，表示学、学习的意思。它的三态是 learn, learned, learned.
And for example, Leah learned to ride a bicycle when she was 6 years old. Leah learned to ride a bicycle when she was 6 years old.
莉亚在六岁的时候学骑自行车。我大概是在12岁的时候学会骑自行车的。Okay, let's continue.
Okay, so Max learned some things in France. And does Tiffany care about that? Well, she says, No, I didn't know that, and I don't care. Look, you need to stop bothering me, or else I'll report you.
哇 ,Tiffany 好生气哦。她说我不知道我也不在乎 look。这里的 look 不是看哦而是听着。你不要再打扰我了不然 or else, 我要跟主管说。Report 就是揭发的意思啊就是告状。I will report you, 就是我要跟主管告你的状哦。
The word bother is another verb, and here it means to talk to someone when they do not want to talk to you.
That's right. Bother 就是动词表示打扰。还有一个字也是表示打扰是 interrupt, I-N-T-E-R-R-U-P-T, I-N-T-E-R-R-U-P-T. 那 bother 的动词三态是 bother, bothered, bothered.
So sometimes when you have something important to tell them, but you must interrupt them because they won't stop talking.
Okay.
But maybe it's very important. You can say, I'm sorry to bother you.
That's right.
Okay. So you can do it more politely. And another example sentence for the word bother is, the worker bothered people in his company by talking too much. The workerbothered people in his company by talking too much.
这名员工啊在公司里呢一直不停地讲话来打扰大家。
And that example sentence perfectly describes what Max is doing to Tiffany.
It does. Okay, Tiffany 都把话说得那么直了我想 Max 应该知道了吧。How does he respond?
I think he's a little bit scared now because he says,Seriously, Tiff? Come on, you wouldn't do that.
Huh, Max 就说你是认真的吗 Seriously? Come on, 少来啦你才不会这样了对不对 Would Tiffany do that?
She says, yes, seriously. You act like you know everything, and that makes people feel upset.
Tiffany 啊非常坚定地说我一定会去告你的状你老是一副装懂的样子真的让人家觉得很烦躁 upset.
I think Max gets the point now. And you can tell.
Finally.
Yeah, and he actually uses her full name. He'll call her Tiffany instead of just
That's right.
Tiff. Okay, so he says, Oh, I'm sorry, Tiffany. I never knew I was that much of a bother. At least you told me before I got in trouble. Is there anything I can do to apologize?
他老兄终于懂了。I'm sorry, 我很抱歉。I never knew I was that much of a bother. 我从来不知道我是一个如此惹人厌的人诶。That 在这里是副词用来说是 much. Now Jeffrey will explain the phrase at least.
The phrase at least is used to add a positive comment about a negative situation.The negative part here in the conversation is that Max is doing something bad. That's negative. But the positive part is that Tiffany is telling him clearly before he gets in trouble.
Thank you, Jeffrey. At least, 至少,它表示呢是在负面的状况或者条件中的一个正面讯息。等一下听完老师的例句你就知道我在说什么咯。那补充一下 ,at last,L-A-S-T 是最后终于的意思不要跟 at least 搞混咯
For example, the food in this cafe is expensive, but at least it's delicious. The food in this cafe is expensive, but at least it's delicious.
That's right. Okay, there's another willpower word, anything. What does it mean and how can we use it?
The word anything is a pronoun, and it's used to refer to a thing, no matter what it is.
That's right. Anything 是代名词，表示任何事。
So, for example, since we have the day off, we can do anything we want. Since we have the day off, we can do anything we want.
既然我们休假一天，就可以做任何我们想要做的事情。那在这边补充一个跟 anything 有相关的用法，叫做 anything but， 表示单单除了什么什么之外，或者根本不怎么样。For example, he's anything but smart, 就是说他根本就不聪明的意思。Okay, it's your turn, Jeffrey.
So Max really feels bad about his behavior in the office. He wants to do something nice to say he is sorry. But Tiffany says, I think you've learned your lesson, so there's no need.
Tiffany 就回答啦，好吧，我想你已经学到教训了，所以啊，就不用做什么来道歉了啦。
And Max says, I wonder if everyone else feels the same way about me.
Max 想知道说，诶，是不是其他人也是都跟你一样有相同的看法呢？
Tiffany says, they do.
Wow, Tiffany 毫不客气的就说没错。
And Max says, ouch. Well, I'm glad we had this talk. From now on, I'm going to stop being a know-it-all.
这边的 ouch 呢是受伤会发出的惊叹词，也就是 Tiffany 回答的其实蛮伤人的。From now on 就是从现在起，从现在起啊，我就不会再以为无所不知了。
A know-it-all is a person who behaves as if they know everything.
That's right. Know-it-all 就是自以为无所不知的人。
For example,Terry is the class know-it-all and thinks he's very smart. Terry is the class know-it-all and thinks he's very smart.
泰瑞自以为什么都知道，是班上的万事通。
And so Tiffany ends the conversation by saying, I'm glad to hear that. Maybe you'll find out that other people know a lot too.
Tiffany 就说啦，很开心听到你这样说啦，也许你会发现其他人知道很多事哦，不是只有你。
Well, that was very impressive from Tiffany. She handled that problem very well.
That's right. 同学们，你们觉得 Tiffany 的处理方式如何呢？ What would you do if you were Tiffany?
If I were Tiffany, I would probably say bad things about Max to other people in the office.
Wow,
that's why I'm so impressed with Tiffany's behavior.
I see.
But she was not afraid to tell the truth, and that was the best thing to do.
That's right. 我个人是觉得可以实话实说啦，那但是呢，我们必须也要看看对方是不是可以接受说实话的人哦。What if the know-it-all is your boss? Would you tell him or her the truth by saying that they are annoying?
Absolutely not.
That's right. Okay, that's all for today.
Bye-bye.
一放小聚会。
Hi, everyone. I'm Lana. 欢迎收听 A Plus 小聚会。同学们，昨天我们已经知道了要如何办理退税。不过我要提醒你们哦。It's illegal to claim a refund for someone else.It's illegal to claim a refund for someone else. 替他人申报退税是违法的。Legal, L-E-G-A-L, 是形容词，指法律的、合法的。若在字首加上 I-L, 则变成 illegal, 就是意义相反的、非法的意思哦。再来 claim, C-L-A-I-M, 在这里表示申请。那我们再复习一次。It's illegal to claim a refund for someone else. 替他人申报退税是违法的。当然啦，不只是替他人申报退税才是违法的。像 It's illegal for anyone under 18 years old to buy cigarettes or alcohol. 18岁以下购买烟酒也是违法的。Cigarette, cigarette 是香烟 ，alcohol alcohol 酒类，或是 it's illegal to drive a car without a driver's license 无照驾驶也是违法的哦。我相信正在收听 A Plus 小聚会的你是不会做非法之举的，所以我要考你们喽。今天的小聚会是3、2、1，对。It's illegal to claim a refund for someone else. 下回见，拜拜。
The annoying colleague.
Hey, Tiff, what's up?
My name's Tiffany, not Tiff.
Sorry about that, Tiff.Hey, did you know you're doing your assignments wrong? I saw some of them, and I know for a fact that you made a lot of mistakes.
Good heavens! You are so annoying, Max.
I know. Isn't it hilarious? Did you know the word annoy comes from an old French word? I learned that when I was in France.
No.I didn't know that, and I don't care. Look, you need to stop bothering me, or else I'll report you.
Seriously, Tiff? Come on, you wouldn't do that.
Yes, seriously. You act like you know everything, and that makes people feel upset.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tiffany. I never knew I was that much of a bother.At least you told me before I got in trouble. Is there anything I can do to apologize?
I think you've learned your lesson, so there's no need.
I wonder if everyone else feels the same about me.
They do.
Ouch. Well, I'm glad we had this talk. From now on, I'm going to stop being a know-it-all.
I'm glad to hear that.Maybe you'll find out that other people know a lot, too. Hilarious. Hilarious. Jake is a humorous person and always tells hilarious jokes. Jake is a humorous person and always tells hilarious jokes.Learn. Learn. Leah learned to ride a bicycle when she was 6 years old. Leah learned to ride a bicycle when she was 6 years old. Bother. Bother. The worker bothered people in his company.By talking too much. The worker bothered people in his company by talking too much. At least. At least. The food in this cafe is expensive, but at least it's delicious.The food in this cafe is expensive, but at least it's delicious. Anything. Anything. Since we have the day off, we can do anything we want. Since we have the day off, we can do anything we want.Know it all. Know it all. Terry is the class know-it-all and thinks he's very smart. Terry is the class know-it-all and thinks he's very smart.